This is Dr. Mejia, the temple patient, Marina Gonzalez, medical records 153310-07-18-1961. Referring physician, Dr. Jasmine Moran. Procedure performed, AGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure, biopsies, neck cardiopolypectomy. Date of the procedure, January 14, 2023. Indications, heartburn, melena. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, LA class A. Number 2, polyp in the sigmoid colon. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, prominent ileocecal valve, pericardium. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD sequence for the colonoscopy. Complication, non-immediately. Medication, aspirin, motor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good. Pericardium, opto procedure, aspirin, double template, pericardium findings. And oral findings appear normal. Pericardium, esophagus, there's erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus, consistent with the esophagitis. Pericardium, stomach, there's mild diffuse erythema and antibody body biopsy taken by H. pylori. Pericardium, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1. Peer in the sigmoid colon, C-sub polyp 5 millimeters, remove washed neck, cardiopolypectomy, peer paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal. Peer paragraph, transflexion appear normal. Peer paragraph, transis colon, hepatic flexion appear normal. Peer paragraph, ascending colon, cecum appear normal. Peer paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, anterior inflammations. Number 3, avoidances. Number 4, we start a patient on protonic folic mechanics daily. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5 is fermentation. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, if hemorrhoid or bleeding continues.